So they've called the Urban Youth Racing School the Underground Railroad into racing, because we expose them to the sport in such a huge way that, you know, the kids and the parents absolutely love it. So not only are we introducing children to the sport, but we're also creating fans. The machine, the
dream. 720 WGN live at Phoenix International Raceway as we're closing in on the NASCAR Championship, a sold-out race weekend here for NASCAR. And as NASCAR becomes more things to more people, exciting to see one of the legends of the sport, Jeff Gordon, with the Urban Youth Racing School. And we've got one of the people, the driving forces, Michelle Martin, is with us. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So a lot of excitement here, obviously, with NASCAR. The fact that it is sold-out weekend means people are excited about racing. Talk a little bit about the school based in Philadelphia and about how you're making racing maybe come to places where you hadn't seen it before.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Urban Youth Racing School has been around for 23 years now, and actually with the partnership of Chevrolet, Chevy's been our partner for 21 years. And it's been, you know, incredibly exciting. Of course, you know, we deal with a lot of African-American students, introducing them to the sport. But I think the biggest thing that motorsports has helped us do is introduce STEM in the most fun and insane way, because, you know, motorsports is STEM. This is the biggest amount of STEM outside of flying airplanes is cars.
People don't necessarily think about that, right? They think of the visceral, the driving, the dirt, the sound, the smells, and all that kind of stuff. But it really is science.
It is complete and total science. I mean, the engineering and everything that goes into just making this race weekend happen behind the scenes is insane. So we thought that was a great way to introduce students to this industry, both the automotive and the racing industry. And there's jobs galore in this industry.
One of the first interviews that I did with Kyle Petty maybe 20 years ago, I said, how do kids get it? They can't go out for it in high school as a sport. How do they get into racing? His answer was, know someone with a lot of money. Well, it has changed because of technology, because of the media accessibility and all that. So talk about it with some of the students, some of the people in the racing school. What has been the feedback from them when it comes to the excitement for racing?
Oh, they love it. You know, our students are, you know, one thing that we understand when they first walk in is that they have no knowledge of motorsports because they've never been exposed. So they've called the Urban Youth Racing School the Underground Railroad into racing, because we expose them to the sport in such a huge way that, you know, the kids and the parents absolutely love it. So not only are we introducing children to the sport, but we're also creating fans through this little grassroots marketing that the students themselves do. They grab a friend, they tell a friend, because they want somebody to talk to about it.
There's nothing more American, people say, than racing. Nothing more American than Chevrolet. And so for those people that may be hearing about Urban Youth Racing School now, you guys have had a 20-year relationship with Chevrolet. Talk about the connection.
Oh, my God, yes. You know, we go way back with Chevrolet, and it's been so exciting. We work with Jim Campbell. We're working with Jim Campbell now from Chevrolet. But it's been one of the best partnerships that we've ever had. I can't imagine having this journey without Chevrolet. Internships, the fact that they come out every year, they're at the highest levels. Engineering, design, all of our students are exposed to all of it in a way that if it wasn't for Chevrolet and the racing school, they would not have that opportunity.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Michelle Martin, one of the driving forces for the Urban Youth Racing School out of Philadelphia, but here at the epicenter of excitement for racing at the championship. Last thing, it's always great to get involved with a great sporting event at its highest level when you can hang out with Jeff Gordon, one of the greatest of all time. Talk a little bit about that for you, and then the impact you think it has on the students.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. We had Jeff Gordon come out and do a race probably 15 years ago, where he was a Grand Marshal for our Grand Prix. So we've been doing Grand Prix in the city of Philadelphia to expose the community for many, many years now. So Jeff came out, and I was told that he could not get in a go-kart because, of course, you know, he had to go and race. He had to be safe.
You don't want anything to happen to Jeff Gordon, right?
You don't want anything to happen to Jeff. And, of course, the first thing Jeff did was go and jump in a go-kart. I was just a nervous wreck. But, no, Jeff came out. He's always been so supportive. We've had support from Jeff, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jimmy Johnson, now Kyle Larson. Like, we're here we want to see Kyle win, right? Like, we're huge. We're team Kyle Larson, period, right? So, I mean, we've been blessed in this sport to be able to just be around so many great people and have the children exposed to so many great greats in the sport.
WGN Radio, we reached 38 states in Canada at night, the greater Midwest at all time, racing roots in Philadelphia. But this is the kind of thing that I think could happen and be well received all across the country. Talk about your ideas as you inspire maybe other people to start a school.
Absolutely. Right now, you know, we are looking into expanding the Urban Youth Racing School into other cities because we feel it's something that is so important and so needed. It's just a different way to educate. Right. And so we think that, you know, moving it into other cities, we want to move it into major cities like Los Angeles, Atlanta, possibly Charlotte.
Chicago.
Cities that are having a negative impact when it comes to crime and violence. We think that our program is a big help.
We look forward to supporting you in every single way in the city of Chicago. And if you ever take you know, the opportunity to maybe get some ground in there, maybe inroads into the schools or any ways that we can support it, of course, with the great racing community and all those fans, like, let us know. And last thing, if people want to get involved, get more information, support it, do anything and keep up with your adventures, where can they go?
You guys can find us at UYRS.com. Also on social media, Instagram, Urban Youth 1, the number 1. And Facebook, Urban Youth Racing School.
We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for all that. Enjoy the race, and thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having us.